On today's KHSU Magazine, we're talking about The Club, a new full-service family-focused fitness club, which was opened by the Big Lagoon Rancheria on June 24th. Our guests today are Virgil Moorhead. He's a clinical psychologist at Two Feathers Native American Family Services. And Jennifer Enos is the head strength and conditioning coach at The Club. Welcome, Virgil and Jen.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. So, Virgil, tell us how The Club came about. It sounds like it's something that you and your father, Virgil Moorhead Sr., and the Big Lagoon Rancheria created.
Yeah, so I'm part of the Big Lagoon Rancheria, and, you know, my father's the tribal chairman. It's a 32-member tribe of Yurok and Talawa people, and it's been a dream of ours that we've always been interested in sports and fitness, and we really wanted to give back to the community, and we really, throughout our life, have prioritized fitness and exercise and being in shape. And so, you know, it's literally took about eight years to think of it as sort of a dream, and now it's become a reality. And so we're really excited, and so far it's been, you know, a lot of hard work, but we're happy with what we have right now. But then again, we're just getting started, and so it's been a dream of ours, and it's very much tied to I think who we are as Big Lagoon, which is health conscious people that want to give back to the community and lead by example.
Oh, great. Well, I mean, that's 8 years doesn't seem like a very long time to go from dream to reality. What made you decide to locate in McKinleyville?
Yeah, well, we've been, you know, part of our tribe lives in McKinleyville. You know, I was a McKinleyville High graduate. My dad's a McKinleyville High graduate. Our whole essentially tribe that are adults are McKinleyville High graduates. So it's a part of who we are. I mean, we're locally based. We've really loved the town of McKinleyville. And, you know, we had the opportunity to purchase some property by Mill Creek Movie Theater. And that was our original plan. And we had it about 60% built in. Unfortunately, an arson burned it down completely. And so in the meantime, we had purchased another piece of property on Central Avenue next to Eureka Natural Foods. And so we thought, well, you know, our passion is fitness, is exercise. So let's create two locations, one gym, two locations of fitness, and offer the most sort of broad range of fitness in Humboldt County. And when I say fitness, I mean the programming and just, you know, a place for the whole family to go exercise. And I think that's what we have at Central Avenue, and we're going to continue to have more of at the Mill Creek location.
What are the services that you're offering now at the Central Avenue location, the one next to Eureka Natural Foods? What kind of things can people do there?
Yeah, so it's a full service gym. So we have the free weights, we have the equipment for kids, actually. So we have a kids program that's specifically tailored equipment just for kids from 7 to 12. And then we have Olympic style lifting platforms that sort of the bodybuilders or those that are a little more serious have a space to work out. And then, you know, we have all the other kind of equipment that you would find in a typical fitness gym. We also have a group X room where we have yoga. We have Pilates, we have Zumba, and we have cycling. So, you know, the typical classes, but, you know, I think what's special about us and what's unique about us is we really care about developing and building a community. And so each one of our classes, you know, we're working towards really getting that sort of community feel and tailoring different exercise classes for people of the McKinleyville, Arcata, Eureka community.
And do you need to be a member of a local tribal community to be a member of the club?
No, absolutely not. It's for all of Humboldt County residents for whoever. You know, we have plenty of people that have signed up so far. We've been open for about 40 days, and it's all McKinleyville, Arcata. You know, we have people signed up coming all the way from Eureka, a fair amount of people, because we think that, you know, the facility is just top notch. It's very nice. The equipment is, you know, top of the line, and just the feel. We really were deliberate and put a lot of thought into the layout of the gym so that it would create this sort of wow experience, feeling. And I think we've did pretty good at that. And so, you know, all the Humboldt County residents, we had a couple people from Hoopa come down and are actually doing a 7-day trial right now. So there's a lot of interest from throughout Humboldt County with our gym.
Wonderful. And Jennifer Enos, you are the head strength and conditioning coach at the club, and you're also a former lumberjack basketball star and a graduate in kinesiology and exercise science.
Yes.
How do you incorporate your experience as an athlete and also your education in fitness and health at the club?
I think, my experience as an athlete is exactly why I probably got into strength and conditioning, especially working with more younger athletes. And that's just because I wasn't introduced to it until I got here. And I realized what a big part of it was, not only for sports performance, but just in being active in general. I really learned a lot from Drew Peterson here in the SRC. And, you know, you really just learn to kind of work towards a goal, you know, to always kind of have something in mind to work for. And, you know, at some point your sport's going to end. And I think for me, I was in a good position to continue and kind of, you know, go on to the next best thing. Right now for me, that's Olympic lifting. You know, that's kind of inspired me to want to, you know, help kids, you know, improve with their sports performance as well, but also, you know, to teach them, you know, to be fit for life, really, and kind of always be active and always seeking, you know, that next goal.
So how is it? Is it easy or hard or just different to work with children in that kind of capacity as a athletic coach or just a fitness coach?
Of course, the younger they get, it's a little more, you know, it's a demanding for a lot of focus for sure. But that's exactly why I like doing it, because I feel like at some ages, especially, you know, that 6 to 7 age range is where they start to get into sports. I mean, kids are actually getting into sports a lot earlier now. You know, they need somebody, they need that coach to kind of direct them and teach them really all the intangibles probably about that sports can offer. And so with that said, it is a little more demanding as far as that goes. But, you know, I think the reward and what you see after is well worth it for sure.
Virgil, and I read that you're working with United Indian Health to begin accepting patients for therapeutic exercise to aid in pain management and diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, and, you know, management of those and other ailments. How are you planning to staff those services, and when do you think they might start?
Yeah, so we're in the initial conversations with places like the United Indian Health Service to offer specialized programming for things such as pain management, diet. You know, we're really taking a holistic approach to this fitness, to our fitness clubs. That's very consistent with us as Indigenous people. And so when they're going to start is, you know, it'll be a contract. And so we're in the initial steps, but it's very much a part of why we built this gym. These gyms is to really give back to the community and promote wellness and promote health, right? So if you look at the Native American population in Humboldt County, the recent research shows that they pass away, they die 12 years younger than any other race and ethnicity, wow, right? So that's a serious problem. Well, physical health and mental health are really important in being able to live a long-lasting, fulfilling life. And so, you know, I'm a licensed psychologist, so I do the mental health side of stuff. But this physical health is just as important. And guess what? It's you can't separate one from the other. And that's the sort of approach that we're taking. And so we're very open and flexible to working with various community partners to promote health, including, like you said, pain, you know, dealing with pain management or diabetes.
It's not just necessarily about how you look, but it's also how you feel and how your mental health is that really makes a healthy life.
Yeah, and that's one of the major reasons why we focus on children, right? There's a recent article that came out by the Center of Disease and Control about physical exercise. And one of the major takeaways was that it is so important to develop those healthy habits of physical exercise early on. The younger, the better. And so considering the rise in video games and television and iPhones and just technology and its negative impact on physical exercise, the time is now to promote physical exercise and activity for our children. And so developing those habits early on is extremely important. So that's one of the major reasons why at the Club for Fitness on Central, children is an integral part of what we are and the programs that we're offering.
And how are you incorporating mental health services or topics at the club?
Yeah, and so that's in the works too. Like I said, you know, I'm part of the ownership and I'm a licensed psychologist. And so one of the ways, you know, that we're in the talks and discussing how we're going to do that is that, you know, one of the things that we want to stand for and that we stand for at the club is we don't want to for our fitness gyms just to be a place to go work out. We want to help deliver results. We want people to get better. When they walk in and leave our club, we want them to feel better. And so we want to offer as many different things for them to make positive changes. So one specific thing that we are planning on doing is having like a support group, maybe once a month or once every 2 weeks, where somebody like me as a licensed psychologist would offer support free of charge for our members so that they can, you know, whether if they're struggling with anxiety or depression or motivation, we can have a support group at our gym where we talk and, you know, support those members. We have one of our trainers is a sports psychologist. And so, you know, already on the team, we have a licensed psychologist, clinical psychologist, and a sports psychologist. Well, maybe him and I will offer that support group for our members.
Well, I've never heard of a sports psychologist. What is sports psychology? Do you guys both work in that? Or
Well, you know, there's different kinds of psychologists. So there's the clinical psychologist, there's a social psychologist, there's sports, there's community psychologists. A sports psychologist, I think, really focuses on things such as motivation, healthy habits, mindset, different sort of training modalities to promote optimal performance while you're in an event. So, for example, let's say an Olympic athlete is doing really good in practice, and then when he or she gets on the track, they don't do as good. So a sports psychologist could help with getting their mind right so that they can perform just like they do in practice when the lights are on, and it's really important.
Yeah. I was going to say one of the biggest benefits about you know, exercise and performance-based, you know, training in general is that mental aspect of it. And I know even from a personal standpoint, playing basketball and, you know, competing now in Olympic lifting, that's one of the biggest things that I've learned. It's not just the physical aspect of it. There's a lot that goes into the consistency with your training, you know, nutrition even, and that mental side of it where, you know, it's not, unfortunately, it's not all linear. There's ups and downs and peaks and valleys within sports and life in general. And I think, you know, physical activity in sports just has a huge carryover to life. And so a lot of, I know, the kids that I train, and that's one of the biggest things they learn out of it is, you know, how to go after that goal, how to get that next level, how to cope with adversity. You know, because unfortunately it's not, like I said, it's not just all uphill. So you have to be able to deal with the highs and lows as well.
Sure. And just exercising too, just accomplishing that is good for your self-esteem, mm-hmm. I think. And that takes you pretty far in the day as well.
Yeah.
Well, so we're out of time, but where can people find more information about the club?
So you can find us at 839 Club. We're on 2197 Central Avenue, right next to Eureka Natural Foods. We have Facebook. We have Instagram. Our website is www.theclubonCentral.com. And if you come down and take a tour, just ask for Virgil or ask for Jen, and we'll show you around, or any one of our staff will show you around and do our best to make you feel like it's a place you can call home.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Jennifer Enos and Virgil Moorhead.
Thank you.
And best of luck with the club and opening your second location later this year.
Thank you.